Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the programs around town that has been talked about quite a few times, and certainly with a couple of decommits over the last couple of days, the University of Miami is squarely in the sights. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports is kind enough to join us this evening. Good evening, Andrew. Thanks so much for taking the time, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I appreciate you having me on.
You've been a busy guy the last couple of days. I mean, you're always busy, but you've been since Saturday, and a lot of activity going on. Certainly, a couple of decommits. What do you make of this? I mean, obviously, you know, these kids are doing this more and more, not just at Miami. I see it everywhere, you know. I mean, it's a gut reaction type of thing. Is it one of these things where these guys maybe didn't want to be part of the program and maybe were looking for an excuse? Or how do you look at that?
I mean, I view it as that. I mean, I guess since Saturday's debacle at Marlins Park, you know, where Miami fell to FIU and unthinkable fashion, there's been, three underclassmen have decommitted and one 2020 kid. I mean, Manny kind of hit this on the head when he was talking on the radio on Monday. I think it was on the Joe Rose show. With those underclassmen, the young kids, you're always kind of expecting it. And if you look at the kids, Romello Brinson, the wide receiver from Miami Northwestern, he camped at LSU over the summer, just picked up an offer from Alabama. I think he was kind of just looking for an excuse to open things up. Jacoby George, the wide receiver from Plantation, I think his best football is ahead of him. That one definitely hurts for Miami to lose him. But I think given the season he had, and he just knows that other schools are going to start recruiting him, and he'd probably rather have it open. Now, the other two kids, Trayvon Riggins, a 2020 defensive lineman out of St. Petersburg, Lakewood, and Cortez McKinney, a 2021 linebacker who's at the same school. I mean, those two kids are friends. They both decommitted. I honestly wasn't expecting either one to sign with Miami just because I've been hearing for a while now the Hurricanes have been moving in a different direction. So there's no question that the decommitments aren't a good look, but I don't really view these as much of big losses. I'm more interested to see if Miami can hang on to what they have in the class of 2020, just given the fact that we're now 3.5 weeks away from the early signing period.
You know, Andrew, in his press conference after the game, Manny said, you know, the fix is in the locker room now and in the next class of recruits. How do you look at that? I mean, is there enough talent in this that is on board now and maybe coming, as you said, if they do stick to right this ship?
I think there's a lot of good pieces, and there's a solid core group of guys. I mean, the reality is Miami's only going to lose one guy on offense. That's wide receiver K.J. Osborne. And they're only going to really lose three, maybe four contributors on defense, the two senior linebackers, Robert Knowles. I think Scott Patchen will probably come back. I mean,
right.
Sure, John Garvin could go pro, and D.J. Dallas could go pro, but I just think those two – are probably trending towards back. So if you look at Miami's projected tube deep from next year, I mean, all these guys that are young and inexperienced now making these mistakes, they're going to be a year older. They're going to be more comfortable. They're going to be bigger, faster, and stronger, assuming the weight program works the way it should under David Feely. So that would be my takeaway right now. I mean, I do agree with Manny's assessment, but they need – to kind of make some changes. We've seen them now come out of three bye weeks and been very flat. So is that coaching? Is that the guys in the locker room? I mean, I think they need some leadership to certainly emerge this offseason.
If you're a linebacker, obviously, if you're a young linebacker, you know, coming into the fold, and that's they have a few of them for 2020 already, it seems like that's a position that they'll stick that those kids will stick, because they know that they can come in, and there's a couple of them that'll come in January, that by the time March and April roll around in spring, that they could be very well in the mix, and that's unusual at a Power 5 program these days. Last year, there was only a handful of kids coming in January. This year, seems like a lot more, maybe in the double digits. Is that going to be a huge advantage this year over last year as well?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Miami, they're sitting right now at 20 commitments. By last count, Miami is expecting somewhere from like 12 to 15 of those kids to be in January. And you might not think that's a big deal, but when I was out at spring practices this past March and April, kind of looking around, Miami only brought in three early enrollees last cycle, and you could tell that they just didn't have a lot of depth. And one of the reasons why that happened last cycle is they recruited a lot of kids from private schools,
right,
like the Chaminade Madonnas, and you can enroll early and graduate early there. So this year it's a lot of public school kids, and it's a lot of out-of-state kids, and all those kids are trying to get in early. And I think that's just huge because you can learn the playbook. I mean, look at Zion Nelson, Miami starting left tackle. He's a kid who came early, and now he's started 11 games for them.
Yeah.
So anytime you can get a kid ahead of the eight ball, you definitely want to take advantage. And I think that's going to be big for Miami.
Well, before we let you go, this Thursday, big time at the Ivins household. Who's doing the cooking? What is the go-to food? I know you're not a big eater. I know you eat, but you don't eat a whole lot of junk. But what's your guilty pleasure on this Thursday?
Well, I'm in charge of the turkey for the second straight year, so
nice.
I'll be firing up the smoker pretty early on Thursday morning. So looking forward to that.
Good stuff, Andrew. Thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks so much for joining us.
You enjoy it, Blue. Enjoy the time off. We'll talk to you later.
Good stuff, Andrew Ivins.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.